Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Reuven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. There are two subjects that we want to speak about on the program this week. The first is how Bibi Netanyahu, the Likud, and the phony right protect an extreme left-wing majority on Israel's Supreme Court. The Israeli Supreme Court is always comprised of extreme left-wing judges who are destroying Israel, who are destroying the country, God forbid. And it's Netanyahu and the phony right who protect them and who ensure that there will always be an extreme left-wing majority on Israel's Supreme Court. We're going to discuss that and explain that situation. The second subject we want to discuss is the courageous, wonderful Ted Cruz and the brave speech that he made in front of that Republican National Convention. How he stood up for his principles and said, vote your conscience. What a great, brave leader Ted Cruz has proven to be. And how Donald Trump and his supporters have again proven that they are worthy of contempt. Worthy of contempt for their behavior. And we'll get into the whole situation and the latest on the presidential campaign. But first, in Israel, we have a very bad situation. The majority of Israeli voters in election after election vote for parties that claim to be right-wing, the phony right parties like the Likud, the Jewish Home Party, Israel is Our Home, Shas. These parties run as so-called right-wing parties in the election and then govern on the left. They betray all their promises to the voters and adopt left-wing policies once they get elected. It's sort of like the Republicans in the United States. Republicans in the United States also pretend to be a conservative party, but govern like leftists once they get into power. But in Israel, we have a situation where no matter how many Knesset seats, Knesset is the Israeli parliament, there's one house in Israel, the Knesset, with 120 members, and the Israeli voters elect these 120 members. Even if all 120 were right-wing, were genuine right-wing Knesset members, it wouldn't make a difference. Because the Israeli Supreme Court knocks down and throws out any law they pass that the far left in Israel doesn't approve of. If the far left says that they want to expel Jews in Judea and Samaria, the Israeli Supreme Court orders the Israeli government and the Israeli army to expel Jews in Judea and Samaria. The Israeli Supreme Court, the extreme left Israeli Supreme Court, creates rules that the vast majority of Israelis do not agree with, that most Israeli Knesset members do not agree with or approve of. This unelected body, the Israeli Supreme Court, is comprised of judges who are 95% from the far left, literally from the far left. It's not like the United States, where you have Republican appointees on the Supreme Court, Democrat appointees, and even the Republican appointees are not really conservative, but at least you don't have the far left controlling almost all the judges on the U.S. Supreme Court. In Israel, literally the extreme left controls 95% of the judges. Why is this? Because the system for selecting judges in Israel is very simple. The judges pick their own successors. The extreme left judges on the Israeli Supreme Court, they decide who their own successors will be, and then the Israeli Knesset has to rubber stamp and agree with their selection. By the way, under Israeli law, the Israeli Knesset, the Israeli parliament, can simply change, with a majority vote, can change this system and save Israel from terrible, terrible tragedies. The Israeli Knesset can say, we're going to replace Supreme Court judges. We're going to get rid of all of you. We're going to put on judges who represent and reflect the right-wing views of the majority of the people of Israel. They could do that if they were real right-wingers, but they won't do that. Not only won't they vote to change the judges on the Supreme Court, they won't even change the system for selecting the judges. They are protecting a system that guarantees that we will forever have, God forbid, extreme left-wing judges on the Israeli Supreme Court. Forever! Of course, eventually, someday, the people of Israel will wake up and that won't be true. But until that happens, we're going to continue to have this situation where the real rulers of Israel, who are the judges of the Israeli Supreme Court, they're the real rulers of Israel. They're going to decide Israel's fate, Israel's destiny. And the parties in Israel that call themselves right-wing, the phony parties that call themselves right-wing, like the Likud and the Jewish Home Party of Naftali Bennett and Israel is Our Home Party of Avigdor Lieberman and the Shas Party of Aryeh Deri, all of these parties will continue to protect the Supreme Court being an extreme left institution and having a system for selecting judges where the judges select their own successors. In other words, right now, almost all the judges on the Israeli Supreme Court are on the far left, and they select their own successors. They select who are going to be the judges that follow up, that replace them. What a system. What a joke. There is no democracy in Israel. There is no freedom in Israel. It's all a lie. It's all a farce. It always was, always will be until we change the leaders in Israel. And so now you have a situation where the Israeli Supreme Court is ordering the Israeli government to expel hundreds of Jewish families in Amunah. Expel them and hand over the land to the Arab terrorists. And in fact, there are about 2,000, at least 2,000 Jewish families in Judea and Samaria that are facing threats of expulsion from the Israeli Supreme Court. The Israeli Supreme Court orders the Israeli government, orders the Israeli army and the Israeli police to go in and expel Jews from their homes and destroy their homes. This is the tremendous power that's been given to these unelected, self-hating, Judenrat, Kapo, traitor judges on the Israeli Supreme Court. What a farce. And they are the true rulers of Israel. And why does Netanyahu, why does Netanyahu and the Likud, why do they allow this to continue? They could simply change the system for selecting judges. The Israeli Knesset, the parliament, has the right to decide how you select the judges under Israeli law. Why do they allow this to continue? Because Netanyahu is terrified that if he dares to change the system for selecting judges, that he's going to face indictment, that he's going to face criminal charges, because he's corrupt. And he has all types of corrupt things in his background, so he's afraid. He and his wife and his whole family and the other Likud politicians, they're all corrupt. The only reason they don't face charges is because they do what the left tells them to do. They pretend to be phony right leaders, and in fact, they carry out the policies of the left, and this way they avoid charges. And that's literally how the system works in Israel. Israeli prosecutors and the Israeli... in other words, the lawyers that work for the Israeli prosecutor's office, for the Israeli attorney general, all leftists, all extreme left. The whole system is run by the extreme left. The extreme left is only a small minority of Israeli Jews, but they run the country. They decide everything, and they're destroying Israel. They're destroying Israel. So, until we have true right-wing leadership in Israel, we will never have an end to this nightmare. The far left will be deciding Israel's policies, and the far left will continue to threaten Israel's very existence. It's a terrible, terrible tragedy. And again, all of you who support the Likud and support the Jewish Home Party and support Lieberman's party, Israel is Our Home, and Shas, you are perpetuating this disaster. You are continuing this catastrophe for the Jewish people when you support these evil parties that are nothing more than puppets of the far left. And I mean that literally, because the news media, the Supreme Court, the Israeli prosecutor's office, they control what goes on in Israel. That's why the generals in Israel and the Israeli army are on the far left. And the people that run the Israeli police, now I don't know what their personal private views really are, but they do what the extreme left tells them to do, that's for sure. And the leaders of the Mossad and the leaders of the Shabak. Mossad is the Israeli CIA. The Shabak is the Israeli FBI or the Israeli KGB. They are all far-left leaders. And as long as we have this situation, we're never going to have any justice. We're never going to have an end to the terrorism in Israel. We're never going to have an end to the attempt to brainwash Israeli Jews with lies and propaganda and self-hating insanity. That's never going to end. It's going to get worse and worse and worse, God forbid, unless we replace these evil leaders. And that means we need a new political party, a true right-wing party, and we need a new right-wing political movement in Israel, and that's what our movement is trying to encourage. We just did a video in Hebrew on this subject as well, and we're working hard to wake the people of Israel up, because on this issue, the majority of Israelis happen to agree with us. Let's go now to the situation in the United States. We had the Republican National Convention. Ted Cruz, the brave senator from Texas, whom we supported for the presidency, a man who I think would have made a great president, really put his career on the line and his future on the line and went heroically in front of a Republican National Convention filled with Trumpsters, filled with idiotic Trump zombies. And honestly said, vote your conscience. He refused to say that he endorses Donald Trump. He instead said, vote your conscience. He didn't attack Trump, but he didn't say, I endorse Donald Trump. And they went crazy. They booed him like wild jackals. His wife was on the floor of the convention. They were threatening his wife. They had to rush his wife out of there. Look at the difference between a principled conservative like Ted Cruz and subhuman sewage like Donald Trump. Donald Trump immediately then went on to again accuse Ted Cruz's father of being involved in the assassination of President Kennedy. He said that Ted Cruz's father had breakfast with the JFK assassin Lee Harvey Oswald. And we did a video showing Trump saying this. The insanity, the lunacy, the conspiracy theories that Trump has been involved with. He's been involved with people and was a guest on the program of Alex Jones. Alex Jones is a lunatic who peddles all types of unbelievably insane conspiracy theories about 9/11, about UFOs, you name it. I mean, Alex Jones is certifiably insane. And Alex Jones, the lunatic, had Donald Trump on his program as a guest. And Donald Trump is good friends with him. Donald Trump is good friends with the owner of the rag, the smut-peddling rag, National Enquirer. And he praised the National Enquirer. The day after the convention, he praised it. He says, National Enquirer deserves credit. He talked about what a great newspaper it is. It's a great newspaper, very reliable, very believable, he said. When everybody knows, the National Enquirer is the type of newspaper that will take any rumor and sometimes make rumors up, just make things up, and peddle the worst lies, the worst smut about anybody and everything. And Donald Trump is friends with the owner of the National Enquirer. The National Enquirer, in fact, is the one newspaper that endorsed Donald Trump. They endorsed Donald Trump for president. They put on their front page, if you recall, that Ted Cruz had affairs with five different women. And all five women said, what are you, crazy? I mean, this guy would never do that. This guy was a man of integrity. People who worked with Ted Cruz, all of them say, this is a man of integrity. He's honest. He's decent. He's ethical. I mean, whatever you think of his politics, this is a truly honest guy. That slime, that scum, Donald Trump, you mashmo v'zichro, may his name and memory be obliterated, says lying Ted. Ted is the one honest guy in national politics. Donald Trump is the biggest liar in American politics. Donald Trump makes the Clintons look honest. I mean, the Clintons are the lowest scum of the earth and never stop lying. But Donald Trump, he'll give one speech. He'll give a speech, and in a half-hour speech, he will tell like 300 lies. I mean, lie after lie after lie. There has never been, I've never seen a candidate running for office who lies so profusely about everything, and gets away with it. Anyway, just another reason why we say once again, we will never support Donald Trump. We urge people not to vote for Donald Trump, not to vote for Hillary Clinton either. There is no one to vote for president. If you want to write in Ted Cruz's name, you can write in his name, but otherwise, just skip the presidential race. You don't have to vote for president. You can vote for other offices if you wish, or you could stay home. But we urge you not to cast a vote in the race for president because there's no one worth voting for. That's the position we take. And we're going to continue to support the courageous Ted Cruz and support other courageous politicians. You know, sometimes you have to take stands that cause controversy that sometimes are unpopular. But in the end, if you look at history, the people who are willing to take unpopular positions because of principles, they're the people that actually change history. They're the people that actually are proven right. They're the people that if we had listened to them historically, the world would have been a much better place. We need your help. We need your help and your support so that we could wake the people of Israel up to what's happening with the Israeli Supreme Court and what's happening with the terrible decisions that are made by the Israeli Supreme Court, the terrible threat to Israel's very survival from an extreme left-wing Israeli Supreme Court that basically they're the real people running Israel because they order the Prime Minister and everybody else to do what they say has to be done. We want to wake the people of Israel up. The people of Israel already agree with us on this, basically, and most of them agree with us, and most of them agree that this is a bad situation. We just have to get them organized against this. We need your help to do that. We need your help to reach as many people in Israel as possible. And we need your help to do what we have to do in the United States. We have to reach as many people as possible with the truth here in the United States. Because look at the situation in the United States. There's going to be an election. And whether Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump win in November, in the end, we're going to have a disaster. Because Clinton would be a disaster and Trump would be a disaster. Either one of them will be a disaster as president. And so we've got to be ready to wake the American people up, to alert the American people, and to resist the bad policies that either a President Clinton or a President Trump will pursue, because either one of them, again, will pursue policies that I guarantee you will be a catastrophe. A catastrophe. We need your help. Let's work together as a team. We can still influence things. We can wake people up. We are on the right side of the issues. And someday people are going to see that we were right. Someday they're going to see that. I hope it's not too late when they do. But someday they're going to see that. Let's work together as a team now to reach as many people as we can. We need your help in four areas. Number one, we need your prayers. Prayers are very important. Pray for our success. Number two, join and be active on our main page. JTF.org is our English main page. Hayamin.org is our Hebrew main page if you speak Hebrew. Number three, promote our Hebrew and English videos. Number four, we need your financial support. Checks, money orders, cash donations sent to our post office box are very, very helpful. Make a big difference. Every donation really does make a big difference. If you prefer, for convenience sake, to support us with your credit card online, if you feel it's more convenient that way, that's also fine. Very easy to do. You just go to our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org, and click on the donate button on top. There's a donate button in English. Our Hebrew page is all in Hebrew except for that one button that says donate on top. And you click on the donate button, and in a couple of minutes you can very conveniently, through PayPal, contribute to our movement online. Whether you want to do it online or through the regular mail, doesn't make a difference. God bless the great JTFers who are supporting us on a regular basis. The more support we have, the more people we can reach, the more good that we can do. We're going to continue to fight the good fight, and we're going to have opportunities. We're going to have opportunities to make a difference and to do the good things that have to be done. In the next few months, we've got the struggle over Amona. They're going to try to expel hundreds of Jews, God forbid, hundreds of Jewish families from their homes. It's very important that we get involved in this struggle now and work now. We're going to be involved in all of this. Help us, join with us, let's work together as a team, and God willing, may Hashem give us the power to make a difference so that we can make this a better world. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.